وَلَقَدْ وَصَّلْنَا لَهُمُ الْقَوْلَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ
We have constantly conveyed them the word of admonition that they may take heed.
الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ هُمْ بِهِ يُؤْمِنُونَ
Those on whom we bestowed the book before, do believe in this, to wit the Quran. Do believe in this, to wit the Quran.
This does not mean that all the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians, in fact believe in it. This verse actually refers to a particular incident which took place at the time when this surah was revealed, and which was meant to jolt the Meccans into making their ingratitude known. God had done them a great favor by raising someone from among them as a prophet. It was mentioned in order to make the Meccans realize how thankless it was on their part to reject him, while people from far-off places outside Mecca were making their way to the city, recognizing the Prophet's true worth, one from whom they derived immense benefit. The incident alluded to was as follows. After the migration to Abyssinia, where news about the Prophet, peace be upon him, had spread to that land, a delegation of 20 Christians came to Mecca and met the Prophet, peace be upon him. The Prophet, peace be upon him, invited them to Islam and recited a few verses of the Quran. No sooner had they heard the recitation than tears streamed from their eyes. They testified that it was the word of God and accepted Islam.
وَإِذَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِهِ إِنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مُسْلِمِينَ
When it is recited to them, they say, We believe in it, for it is the truth from our Lord. Indeed, we were already Muslims.
أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْتَوْنَ أَجْرَهُمْ مَرَّتَيْنِ بِمَا صَبَرُوا وَيَدْرَؤُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ
These will be granted their reward twice over, because they remain steadfast. They repel evil with good, and spend in alms out of the sustenance we provided them. Because they remain steadfast,
they would receive double reward, one for their believing in the previous scriptures, and the other for believing in the Quran.
وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا اللَّغْوَ أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَقَالُوا لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ لَا نَبْتَغِي الْجَاهِلِينَ
And when they hear any vain talk, they turn away from it, saying, We have our deeds, and you have your deeds. Peace be to you. We do not desire to act like the ignorant. We do not desire to act like the ignorant.
This alludes to the mean behavior of Abu Jahl towards them after they accepted Islam.
إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ
O Prophet, you cannot grant guidance to whom you please. It is Allah who guides those whom He will. He knows best who are amenable to guidance.
وَقَالُوا إِنَّ اتَّبِعِ الْهُدَى مَعَكَ نُتَخَطَّفْ مِنْ أَرْضِنَا أَوَلَمْ نُمَكِّنْ لَهُمْ حَرَمًا آمِنًا يُجْبَى إِلَيْهِ ثَمَرَاتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ رِزْقًا مِنْ لَدُنَّا رِزْقًا مِنْ لَدُنَّا
They say, if we were to follow this guidance with you, we should be snatched away from our land. Have we not established for them a secure sanctuary to which fruits of all kinds are brought as a provision from us? But most of them do not know. We should be snatched away from our land.
This is what the Qurayshite unbelievers used to say as an excuse for not accepting Islam. We should bear in mind the position of the Quraysh as religious leaders of all the tribes, a position which they felt would be undermined and earn them the enmity of all Arabs if they were to accept Islam.
But most of them do not know.
This is God's first answer to the excuse they offered. This response amounted to asking, because of whom has peace and order come to prevail in the sacred territory? Because of whom does their sanctuary enjoy that eminence which is attracting merchandise from all parts of the world? Who has brought this about, you or God?
وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ بَطِرَتْ مَعِيشَتَهَا فَتِلْكَ مَسَاكِنُهُمْ لَمْ تُسْكَنْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا وَكُنَّا نَحْنُ الْوَارِثِينَ
And how many a town did we destroy, whose inhabitants exulted on account of their affluence? These are their dwellings, in which very few dwelt after them. Eventually, it is we who inherited them. Eventually, it is we who inherited them.
This is the second answer to their excuse. It suggests that the wealth and prosperity of which they were so proud and for the sake of which they clung to falsehood and turned away from the truth was at one time in the possession of the Ad, the Thamud, and other peoples. Did their wealth and prosperity save them from destruction?
وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ مُهْلِكَ الْقُرَى حَتَّى يَبْعَثَ فِي أُمِّهَا رَسُولًا يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِنَا وَمَا كُنَّا مُهْلِكِ الْقُرَى إِلَّا وَأَهْلُهَا ظَالِمُونَ
Your Lord would not destroy a town until He had sent to its center a messenger who would recite to them our verses. Nor would we destroy any town unless its inhabitants were iniquitous. Nor would we destroy any town unless its inhabitants were iniquitous.
This is the third answer to their excuse. Those nations that had been earlier destroyed were steeped in injustice and iniquity. But before destroying them, God sent His messengers to warn them. However, when they did not give up their evil ways, they were totally annihilated. The Meccans now faced the same predicament.
وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَمَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتُهَا وَمَا عِندَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ
Whatever you have been given is a provision for the life of this world and its glitter. But that which is with Allah is better and more enduring. Do you not use your intellect?